Hello friends, welcome to Sahil Sharma Podcasts, where you get all informational stuff related to your life problems. Today we are going to discuss about the importance of forgiveness in our life and how to forgive someone you hate. Forgiving people is a good quality, but forgiving people whom you hate is also important. It gives peace of mind and happiness. Hate is an unnecessary and annoying emotion. To forgive or overcome the feeling of hate for someone, you have to do self-analysis. To forgive them, you have to be light-minded. Never allow any negative thoughts to trigger your mind. There is no one who can control your mind, you're the master of your mind. You are the only one who can direct yourself to where you want to be. It is your mind's decision to hate or not to hate anyone. How can you collect enough courage to forgive someone you hate? It is going to be a tough decision, but is the absolute right decision for yourself. Forgiving people is a better quality than hating them. When you hate them, it creates a negative bonding between you and them. But when you forgive them, it seems like an independent thinker. I think the mind is just like the water. As water flows in the direction where it gets its way easy, the mind also works in the same way. Wherever we find pleasure, our mind thinks about the same and drives us to get that thing. The mind is the biggest enemy as well as the friend of the human being. When you hate someone, you bring pain to yourself. And it shows your mental weakness that you are not forgiving them. Do not get stuck with the grudges in your mind. Replace them with love and forgiveness. Forgiveness will help you overcome all negative thoughts about others in your mind. Forgiveness helps in purifying your mind and thoughts. Hating people may not affect them, but it definitely affects us. We become the victim of all the negative affirmations coming into our mind. The sooner we overcome it, the better we feel about ourselves. Worthington, et al., observed that anything done to promote forgiveness has little impact unless substantial time is spent at helping participants think through and emotionally experience their forgiveness. Efforts to facilitate forgiveness may be premature immediately after an interpersonal injury, if not harmful. To forgive someone you hate, you have to understand the reason why they hurt you. Also, is it benefiting you in any sense or is it harming you? Make your mind understand the real truth about life. By hating someone, you will never feel real happiness, it just gives you a false sense of satisfaction. Everyone needs chance to improve their mistakes, so we have to keep a feeling of love and compassion for people, even for someone we hate. Life is inevitable, no one knows what will happen the next moment. And therefore, we do not have to ruin our present with any negative emotions. Forgiveness gives us peace and happiness. Make your mind realize the negative effects of hatred and envy. By keeping such emotions in your mind, you only hurt yourself. It intensifies your pain. A mind full of positive thoughts and emotions serves as a good friend for us. And when it becomes full of negativity and negative emotions, it becomes our biggest enemy. To overcome the external obstacles, first, you must conquer the internal enemy. It takes time to make friendship with someone. Similarly, practice can make the mind become our friend. The world is full of good and bad people. With whom you connect, you also become like that. When you surround yourself with positive people, your life will become happier and peaceful. In the same way, connecting with negative people will make your life as hell. Also, there are some qualities recommended by God that will help you live an ideal life. Love, forgiveness, honesty, truthfulness are some of the divine qualities. Everyone has to acquire it. These qualities help you understand the true meaning of life. The feeling of hate pulls you backward in life and will ruin your happiness. Feeling of hatred usually associates with jealousy, anger, anxiety, disappointment, and depression from allies. All of these negatively impact our lives. These qualities generally associate with demoniac people. It spoils your life. If there are troubles in your life, you have to fight with them. You are the responsible person for your failures and success. You cannot conquer your external enemies until you become strong internally. Our mind is the center of all the activities in our life. So for a happy and prosperous life, we have to control the activities of our mind. Hatred, jealousy, anger will never benefit you in any sense. These feelings delude us. The consequences of such thoughts and emotions will always be painful. Train your mind to deal with such feelings and remove them from your mind. Forgiveness is the divine quality, and when you forgive someone, you also remove the feelings of regret from your mind. Because by forgiving others, you feel to be forgiving yourself for your mistakes also. Forgiveness is not reconciliation, it means letting go of the grudges and hatred for someone from one's heart. We are also not perfect human beings, we also make mistakes in life. There is nothing wrong with making mistakes if you keep a learning attitude towards it. One who makes mistakes and learns from them grows faster in their life. And the ones who repeat the same mistakes will make their life trouble for others. It is unbearable when someone does bad to us if we already hate them from before. It becomes very difficult to forgive them, it seems that we are doing this against ourselves. But your decision to forgive them is absolutely correct. So today we are going to discuss some practical and most effective ways to forgive someone you hate. Most effective tips on how to forgive someone you hate. These tips help you overcome the feeling of regret and hatred. Let's discuss them in detail. Make bigger goals in life. Creating big goals in life helps you focus your mind on the way to achieve that goal. The feeling of hate will not be more effective in that case. You forgive the person to keep your mind stable and focused. The bigger the goals you make in life helps to achieve higher consciousness of mind. Higher consciousness helps distinguish between is right and wrong. Mindfulness. To maintain a healthy and peaceful mind, you should practice mindfulness. Mindfulness never lets your mind wander for unnecessary things. Mindfulness makes the mind happy and it removes the feeling of hate and other negative thoughts from your mind. The miracle is not to walk on water, the miracle is to walk on the green earth, dwelling deeply in the present moment and feeling truly alive. Thich Nhat Hanh. Mindfulness makes you active in your surroundings, you will explore new things from the surroundings because it changes your vision to look around. Release ego. A study at the University of Wisconsin found the more forgiving people were, the less they suffered from a wide range of illnesses. The less forgiving people reported a greater number of health problems. Ego is the identity of an eternal being that is misunderstood by the people. False ego is like poison. It will degrade your mind. The ego dispels real happiness and gives you a life full of sorrows. Ego shrinks your ability to think and your ability to understand gets affected. When you remove ego from your mind, you feel eternal happiness around yourself. Overcome hate. Forgiveness and forgetting is the golden rule to remove hatred and move forward in life. When you cling to the feeling of hatred, you will push your life towards negativity. Take care of yourself, your mental health. Forgiveness is the best revenge, so forgive them, it is beneficial for you and others as well. The feeling of hate creates serious problems if it will not be overcome. It becomes a hindrance in their lives for those who engage with this feeling. Learn to forgiving people for the continuous growth of life. Look from different views. The person you hate for some reason may be correct in others' point of view. Before negative feelings come out, try to put yourself in others' shoes. Everyone has a different way of thinking and their life also goes like that. The same facts can be seen in different ways and there may have different meanings. So always try to understand others as well. Do not judge anyone quickly. Be strong-tempered. The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. Mahatma Gandhi. People are becoming so mentally weak that they lose confidence in themselves. They are influenced by others' opinions for themselves. Whether you are good or bad, it means only for you, only you will be affected by your good or bad. There is no reason to take others' opinions seriously. People also backbite because of jealous feelings. Don't get worried by others thinking for you even when they criticize you. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself because there is no one who can defeat you if you know your true self. Confidence comes slowly but it is the key to success. Any dream or goal can be achieved when you believe in your abilities. Believing in yourself makes you strong and confident. Have faith that you will gradually be taken to a higher altitude in life. Don't believe in negative gossips. Our surroundings are full of different types of positive and negative energies. People associated with these energies get similar results in life. Never involve yourself in the negative gossips around you. Those who have lost their battle of struggle will only speak negatively about the hardships of failures. Forget the past. Learn to live in the present. There is no bliss in thinking about the future or being lost in past. If any bad experiences in past bother you, then practice forgetting that, otherwise it will stop your progress in between and leads you to the path of degradation. Not forgiving is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Thoughts of the past and future are just wasting your time. It is good to plan and strive for the future, but there is no benefit in wandering in such a fantasy. Living in present gives you real experience and it helps you forgive and forget the feeling of hate from past deeds. Be positive for everyone. People who think good for others live a happy and prosperous life. Talking with positive people helps increase your wisdom. If anyone hurts you, learn to forgive them. Keeping negative thoughts for people makes you envious and distressed. The best deed is to bring happiness to the faces of people around you. Spread positivity in your surroundings so that positivity comes in return. Practice gratitude. When you start practicing gratitude, the feeling of hate for someone gets aloof from your mind. Gratitude helps to keep your thoughts down to earth and humble. Gratitude wipes out all the negative energies from your mind and releases positive vibes from yourself. Gratitude helps you know the true purpose of your life. Make good hobby. Living a happy life is also an art, and you are the artist of it. Create and make the life of your own choice. Don't get depressed with the sorrows and despairs of life. These are the necessary ingredients of life. For enjoying the real bliss of life, make a good hobby in your life. Stay neutral towards the dualities of life. A hobby always helps you move on in life. Write your anger. Write down your feelings and thoughts on paper. It helps clear your mind and provides internal peace. Writing is the way to feed your mind. What you feed it, similar thoughts and feelings it will generate for you. Writing your anger helps in reducing its intensity and effect. Also, write the mistakes for which you need to be forgiven. Practice to feel normal for them. With the feeling of hatred, you will imbalance your mental stability. It affects you more than to conflict. Start diverting your mind from such feelings and focus on something joyful. The secret of change is to focus all your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. Happiness does not lie in your achievements, success, etc. It comes from a healthy and positive mind. Practice to forget and forgive. After some time you get normal to that feeling. Control your mind and emotions. We are surrounded by materialistic illusions, which are so strong that they drive away our minds to unnecessary things. Materialistic pleasure is never going to be ended. The more you get entangled in it, the more miserable your life becomes. In the starting, it feels like nectar, but over time it will poison your life. To avoid such temporary pleasure, practice controlling your mind. Whenever your mind distracts from your focus, bring it back to focus again and again and again. Don't take them serious. You are a social person, you have to associate with people in society. You meet people of different attitudes and thinking. Sometimes they praise you and sometimes they will criticize you badly. They will tell you all the negative impacts of your work, ignore them all. I must say that those are failed due to their pessimist behavior. Know the reason to hate them. Hating someone for unnecessary or worthless reasons affects you. Even when the reason is strong, it affects you to that intent, and forgiving them feel you the enormous satisfaction and peace. When you know the reason behind the feeling of hatred, it becomes easy for you to overcome that. Without knowing the reason properly, solution will not come to you. Know your position or level. Everyone have some feelings and emotions, and they do respect them. We have to respect everyone's feelings and emotions. The more you respect others, the more you receive it. There is nothing like that. You have to respect only successful people. Respect is a feeling. It does not require money to give or take. It is a two-way process. If you give respect, you will receive it. Stay away from gossips. Sometimes people make negative gossips of you or other people, so that you start hating them or yourself. Pessimist people generally gossip about others. They want other people to join them. Stay away from such people, instead makes some good friends. Hearing and saying words affects your mind's reaction. What is good for you, hate or forgive? The feeling of hate comes from anger, and when you are angry you lost your intelligence and capability to think what is right or wrong. Taking wrong decision in anger makes you disappointed later. Practice to control your anger to reduce its negative effect in your life. Always keep in mind that forgiveness is a godly quality. Keep a distance from hated. Anger is the biggest reason for human beings to get illumined and lose mental stability. Anger is associated with lust, and lust is something that is never going to be satisfied by any amount of sense enjoyment. Anger develops the feeling of hatred temporarily or permanently, depends on the degree of your anger. So to avoid entering negative feelings in your mind, stay away from the people by whom you are angry. Try to know conflict's intention. We feel good in affection for people who brings joy to us. But we do mistake in recognizing the joy or sorrow. What we feel nectar at the beginning may be poison for our life, and what feels poison, in the beginning, may be the real nectar of life. This means don't give your judgment too early. Firstly, go through the whole matter and then you decide. Control your emotions for not making any wrong decisions in life, for which you will regret. Make good friends. Today's life is very fast growing. Life is changing very fast, and also the mindset of people. Having good friends in this era is a blessing. Sometimes friendships got filthy by the feelings of jealousy and hatred. If you have good friends, your life becomes easy. Good friends help in your growth process. They stay with you in every difficulty to drive you out of trouble. Friendship helps you healing every wound physically or mentally without much trouble. They are the best teacher of our lives, from whom we are unaware. Start improving yourself. The feeling of hatred comes to mind when we are in the lower state of consciousness of mind. When we start forgiving those we hate, it means that we have made ourselves better and have attained higher consciousness of mind. A higher conscious mind does not indulge in negative thoughts. Our mind becomes uninterested in such feelings. Start improving yourself to get the secret of eternal bliss. You are the source of happiness, do not look outside to be happy. Hatred or jealousy. We are jealous of people when we start comparing ourselves with others, it develops the feeling of hatred in ourselves. And we start attracting the negative elements towards ourselves, such as frustration, anxiety, adversity, etc. Allowing these feelings to stay in ourselves will make us depressed, and we will get upset even in any happy moments. It will never make you happy in the happiness of others, and will also spoil your happiness. Thank you. Give your valuable feedback regarding this podcast. In addition, if you like the podcast, do share with your friends so that they must know the most effective tips to forgive someone whom they hate.